I could have Allie 5 minutes from now. Don't think I couldn't. I just don't want her taking out her problems on me, using me because she's messed up. That ain't what I want from her. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I said, though my head felt empty. These were deep, dark problems, and I didn't have anything to say back. But I was getting the message about one thing. Beau Richardson had a good guy streak that was just as wide as, probably wider than, his bad guy streak. I didn't know too many guys who wouldn't jump on Allie if they had the chance, and why she was doing it wouldn't create the least problem for them. I bet he looked out for the younger kids at home, too, because of the way he treated Greg and sounded off at his own sister. I sighed and watched the Creed's house, and it was starting to strike me, the greatness of the person Mrs. Creed was trying to hang. So many people would suffer if she hung Beau. I thought of her up there in her neatly trimmed house with the matching bedrooms, screwing up 2 more kids. With all the people depending on Beau, she might as well just screw up the whole town. It seems so completely unfair. I wanted to puke. Okay, I muttered. We've got to get that diary. We need a plan.
Like what?
For somebody so streetwise in some ways, Beau was incredibly stupid in others. Me think up a plan. Yeah, right, because I watched Alex hack into a mailbox. But then something clicked in my brain. Here's a plan. I saw it in an old Hitchcock movie once. This guy and his girlfriend wanted to search a killer's apartment, but the killer was in there. So the guy calls the killer on the phone. He tells him to come to this certain bar and to bring cash. The killer leaves the apartment, all scared that somebody's on to him. The girl swings across and searches the guy's apartment while he's going to the bar to be blackmailed. Of course, there was nobody at the bar when he got there, but it gave them enough time to search. My eyes went to Richardson, who was staring at me in disbelief.
God damn, you are cool. Allie was right about you.
I was not cool. I was pissing myself. But I knew I couldn't cope with it if I just let this thing come down on Beau.
I'll do the break-in, he offered. That's a higher offense if we get caught. I already got some other stuff with the cops, so it don't matter. But I promise I won't get caught this time. You make the call.
I turned slowly to go back into Allie's, wondering how he could make that promise when he'd been caught 20 other times. He grabbed me by the shoulder and shoved me in the direction of the street.
Phone booth, asshole. They can trace those calls.
Oh, yeah, I muttered. And when I grinned, the corners of my mouth were shaking. He must have noticed because he looked sympathetic and swatted my hair absently.
Look, just be cool. Think of what you're going to say. As soon as they leave, I'll break in. I'll be in and out so fast those little kids won't even have time to jump out of bed.